Hey, everybody. Jason Burmis here. And we are live. And we should be live on YouTube, although I'm not seeing it right now. I'm wondering if we are live on YouTube. If we are live on YouTube, no, we're not. Let's try it again. Oh, we have unexpected errors on YouTube because of an encoder issue. What is this encoder issue? Interesting, because this is going to be a long broadcast, and this was going to be our comeback, okay? This was going to be our comeback on YouTube, and I'm not there. So what I'm going to try to do is I'm going to try to exit XSplit, and we're going to leave Twitter. So if you watch this on Twitter, you got to find it over on Rumble and Rockfin and maybe YouTube, but we're going to get rid of that, and we are going to try to go with YouTube now. And yes, we are live on YouTube. That's the problem. Okay, so that's the limitation. I could not do four encodes, four broadcasts from XSplit. I now know this. So let's talk what we're talking about. We're going to eliminate the whole muskerade. Okay, that's what we're calling it. It's a muskerade. Because I saw that NASA was trending. And for those that do not know, I was recently kicked off of YouTube yet again, only for putting up my speech, okay? And now we are on Rumble, and we are live on Podbean. You're going to be able to call in. Only for putting up my speech on transhumanism, NASA, and Elon Musk. And if you want to watch that speech, there's several places you can watch. You can watch it on Rumble, and you can watch it on the Clay Clark Thrive Time channel, okay? And I would encourage you to do so. It's completely insane that I got kicked off of YouTube yet again for medical misinformation for this speech. There was no medical misinformation, and I'm going to dare today again to go over one of the documents, the reason apparently I was kicked off for medical misinformation, the Future Strategic Warfare document, but then also a lesser known document by Dennis Bushnell, okay? And Dennis Bushnell is someone I'm going to hammer home because NASA right now is Musk and Musk is NASA. SpaceX is NASA. Okay, NASA was trending today because someone put out a report that they were having problems with their rockets again. When we say their rockets, we're talking what? SpaceX rockets. And if you notice this virtual age document, this is that transhumanist agenda that on many, many times I've talked about and help to expose here. So I'm also going to be out in Rochester. Thank you so much, Clay Clark. So I think there are still tickets, August 12th and 13th. You want to come out and support me and watch me put on another presentation. This one I think is going to be about the true deep state, okay? Signature reduction, okay? Things like DARPA and, you know, what's actually happening now. You know, maybe a transhumanism light. A deep state full in your face. They set up Homeland Security for you from the start, okay? We might be doing that. So here's what we're going to do right now. To get this fantasy world, okay, that SpaceX is not NASA at this point, that they're not just the commercial front for this whole thing, okay? NASA comment on SpaceX heat shield update. Now, what has happened is they're denying a claim of a dangerous heat shield leakage issue, all right? And this is the point I'm trying to make. It's a show, man, okay? Rocket-based technology is used for weapons systems, okay? Let me repeat that. Weapons systems and not massive human space travel. That's fiction. That's arrivederci. That's Johnny nonsense, okay? And it's the same kind of Johnny nonsense that you find out with what NASA now saying what? They're going to, it's just so ridiculous. They're getting in on the fight against what? Against UFOs. Oh, it's ramping it up. They want to know about UFOs. Let me tell you something, folks. 90%+ of the UFOs or UAPs, NASA knows damn well about because they're responsible for them or their adversaries in space are, because space warfare is real. And this, I think this might end up being an hour and a half, 2 hour broadcast, because we're gonna do this watch along with Dennis Bushnell. We're not just gonna go into the documents anymore. We're gonna do this whole 2018 watch along so we can really start breaking this stuff down. Because I have to say it again, SpaceX is out there running military cargo everywhere. That's the deal. Okay. So here's the deal also. We got the Podbean. You're gonna be able to call in. I do need you to subscribe to YouTube, even though I'm demonetized. They ban me constantly. I need people to tell people about my YouTube channel and the documentary films and spread that information free. That's one way you can support me before we get into this. Rockfin. Listen, Rockfin, Rockfin, Rockfin. This is where all my uncensored work is. The amount of views these get is tremendously awful for the time and quality I put in to a lot of these videos. And I think of the importance of a lot of the subject matter. That's why it's important to remain on YouTube, but we've expanded there. We've expanded to Podbean. Again, the numbers are small, and the numbers are small here, but you can embed. So now you can find my video and you can try to get your favorite blog or vlog to embed the Rumble codes. And we live stream here as well. We want to build that as much as possible. So we get it. I'm paying like $25 a month. Let's hope we can even make $25 a month to start, to keep Rumble alive, guys. And all your support is much appreciated. That's why we also got the Buy Me a Coffee. But really, spread the documentary films. Because if you think that you and I are going to the moon or we're going to Mars in rockets, I want right now everybody to come to the realization that's fantasy world. And although we're not the IowaMamaBears.com, I do encourage you to support them. You know what I'm going to do? Might as well plug this as I do it. I'm going to not put only my email, but this is also the PayPal. Let's hope PayPal doesn't take me down for hate speech. Oh, no. They've been doing that a lot lately. Okay. So there you go. And this is Bushnell. Okay. The man behind this future strategic warfare document that we constantly talk about, that talks about brain chips and humans, the bots, Borgs, and humans welcoming to 2025 AD, DARPA, CIA, FBI, NRO, Australian DOD. Joint document, okay? On their weapons and research centers, okay? None of this stuff's pixie dust. This is real technology, real trends, real data, real analysis, okay? They tell you that they have in inventory for 40-plus years their technology and procurement decisions. By the way, they tell you they're going to commit massive psychological warfare against human beings. That's the big deal. Politics changing overnight. I could spend the whole time just going over this document. All right. Meanwhile, everybody's worried about Musk or nuts getting sued and the SEC. We'll get into that stuff too. And the SEC going after him and maybe Bill Gates running some ops against him. Maybe that's happening, but that's small time when we get into what this really is. Okay. A guy who's a front for a transhumanist weaponized space agenda. Okay. You look at the species right here. I got in trouble for saying the bio nano era entered in 2020 and saying some technologies that I can't say now or they'll kick me off. But they talk about that virtual era. And that's why this document's important. And it's important to know that when they say virtual, they're not just talking holodeck virtual reality, although that is in here. Okay, let's get to that. I do want people to understand that is in here. He talks about 5 cents virtual reality all the way back. But right here, we're talking about robotization, right? IT, bio, nano, industry, agriculture, automation. There it is, the virtual reality, holographic, immersive, ubiquitous comms, hyperspectral sensors, virtual presidents, automatic robot, everything, right? But the good people, their lifespan will be able to double. We'll have genetic engineering even before birth, right? This is the dude. So here he's going to explain, you and I are not going to the moon or Mars. In fact, it'll integrate into this virtual era that we're talking about, okay? And he'll talk about how the robots are going to go there, and VR is all we're going to get.
What you need if you're ever going to do anything outside the solar system.
Well, another area, and you had actually told me about this in a phone conversation several years ago, and you were talking about robot exploration, and I'd mentioned Ray Kurzweil to you, and you'd said that he'd spoken at NASA, and to me, the way that you described robots almost as kind of like the children of mankind really stuck with me. And it put what we're doing on Mars right now in a new perspective for me.
As it should, because you notice how he mentions Ray Kurzweil. And, you know, I've been talking about transhumanism. And one of the big things I've said is what? This is about transhumanism. And Ray Kurzweil is the head of what? Calico. Okay. And that is Google's what? Immortality division. The one that wants to end disease and end age-related diseases. It's focused on aging. Okay. And remember, NASA and Google also happen to be in bed together. You know, they've had a partnership for well over a decade. And in this whole quantum bio-nano era, they say they achieved quantum supremacy some time ago. All the way back in 2019, it seems. Huh. So let's let Dennis continue with the robots, okay, and Mars and exploration.
Well, that quote, robots being the children of mankind, is actually from Hans Moravec from Carnegie Mellon. He has various books on this. Robot is one of them from the early 00s, as I remember. And the idea is that we are currently becoming cyborgs at a very fast rate. The IBM Blue Brain Project, which is nanosectioning the neocortex and replicating it in silicon, has made such good progress that they are claiming in 12 to 15 years they will be able to market a biomimetic human-level machine intelligence. The nano-functionalization of robots is continuing apace very rapidly. So there's no reason why in the 15 to 25 year out, that exploration can't be done very well with robots at a cost which has been estimated at about 1/1,000th that of sending humans. So one way to do this exploration of Mars and so forth is three stages. One is to send the nanorobots and instrument the planet and send back the data. And the Brits demonstrated 5 senses, virtual reality, haptic taste, touch, smell, sight, and sound recently. So everyone could explore Mars anytime they wanted to at 1/1,000th the cost of sending people. Then you send other robots to terraform Mars.
So let me just, you know, get this straight for everybody what he's talking about. First of all, he's talking about nanobots. Okay, he's talking about nanobots on Mars. I want to put that out there. You know, no big deal. And then now we're going to talk about the robots that are going to terraform. You know what he's not talking about? Okay, he's not talking about you and I going there at all, ever. Because that's not what's going to happen. You understand? And that's if you and I are around. Because in another video, I've got him talking about Malthus 101, and they may institute population control.
And by the time that's done, we will have developed the energetics so that people could go, very inexpensively and very safely.
So again, all that has to happen after we got to terraform the planet. The nanobots have to come. They're sending the ropes. So think about this. We have to trust them to create a virtual environment that they said they were at. And NASA, as well as DARPA, okay, the Defense Advanced Research Project Agency, has no means of having to tell you the truth, ever, ever. So I want to get into this. You know, these are the big things. The SEC publishes letter asking Elon Musk to explain late Twitter filing. And this is the $33.5 billion filing instead of the $44. You have one of the investors suing Musk. You have the story about Bill Gates supposedly doing the smear campaign. Hey, all small potatoes, because at the end of the day, right now, we are in a very, very real military conflict, okay? I want to make that extremely clear. And the head of the space agency, who has said that they can nuke all NATO nations in 30 minutes. In fact, they're saying right now that there may be a red line if the Biden administration says sends long-range missile capabilities over to the Ukraine. He's already arming them with Starlink. And at the same time, they're putting up the DARPA satellites to God knows where. I mean, the military grade space satellites. Now, I want to show you this, okay? So these are nano satellites that we know about. You know, this is why it's a joke that NASA's like, oh, we're joining the UFO game. Meanwhile, they're partnering and empowering what they'll call here their Trojan horse civilian systems, okay? Let's go to the next virtual age. Let's see. Right here. But I want to show you the Trojan horse civilian systems. By the way, thumbs it up. Subscribe and share. Okay, the Trojan horse civilian systems are SpaceX. They're Google. They're YouTube. They're Twitter. Do you get it? I mean, Musk's agenda is still what? A climate change agenda. Okay, a sustainability agenda. He's the person of the year agenda. Here's your sustainable home. All right, and like I said, that they're portraying, he's couch surfing. You know, and he just met with Bolsonaro. I'm going to do a whole video on Bolsonaro. I can't do it on YouTube because I can't even talk about basically the WHO at all on this channel anymore. I mean, that's the red line. You can't talk about that at all. Can't talk about what they're doing. Can't talk about Davos. You can't talk about like Klaus Nutschwab anymore. It's out of control, right? But he's the couch surfing billionaire that's going to save us. But again, he's launching spy satellites, literal DARPA grade satellites. Okay. And at the same time, guys, like I said, he was the top benefiting billionaire from the pandemic. That's how much they hate him, really. Okay. And he just said, you know, it's dumb to call billionaires the bad guys. Now, look, I'm going to say this. Unless you like inherit $1 billion, it's going to be tough for you to maintain that kind of wealth without being somewhat ruthless. Let's get that out of the way. I totally have that bias. Let's start there. I'm totally admitting that bias, Elon. Okay. But it's dumb to call people that are millionaires or multimillionaires or even have $10 million or $100 million the 1%, okay? Or that the 1% are the bad guys, right? These are the 0.0001%. And yes, there are people way above Elon Musk, own way more infrastructure, okay? Call way more shots than Elon Musk, period. That's a reality, all right? So, listen, you know, he's saying good for the billionaires. And by the way, all this is coming up. He's saying, hey, it's really good that we're about to have a recession and that a lot of businesses are going under, except for the fact that most of these businesses are going to be the smaller ones. Okay. He's saying basically a lot of these things need to go bankrupt because they're, you know, he says it's actually a good thing. It has been raining money for fools for too long. Some bankruptcies need to happen. The middle class and the upper middle class are the ones that got crushed. And just like I always told you, what happened during COVID, 1984, there was a consolidation of power. This guy, again, consolidated a lot of power. A lot of power, the Musker dude did, the Musker nuts. Okay? And now he's like, oh, this is a great thing. Really? Just because he tells you the truth about population reduction being fake or overpopulation being not real. Wow. That's the bar we're going to have. But yet he tells you all this stuff about climate change. That's Johnny nonsense and goes into this carbon credit and social credit agenda. And if all these bankruptcies happen, listen, again, if you think the people at the top are going to implode on themselves, no, they're going to overtake the actual infrastructure. So the next thing I want to do is I want to play this montage of Bushnell basically taking you into the virtual era via Google. Because again, Google, NASA, all these things, they are Trojan horse civilian systems. And you notice on the same page, it says inexpensive information, internet, and psychological warfare. Look how many times Cywar comes up in this. Cywar. You know, it's eight different times. Eight different times in this document. Cywar, information dominance. Really? Serious Cywar, collateral damage, exploitation due to exploiting CNN syndrome. Terror attacks within the continental United States. Binary, biological, critical infrastructure takedown. capture, torture Americans in living color in prime time. Yeah, accomplished by serious psy war, terror, and bio warfare, binary biologicals into the food. I mean, this thing reads like, you know, psy war, bio war, IT. This is non-explosive warfare. It's all over the place. And by the way, when we were showing you those nano satellites, I want to bring up the blast wave accelerator so everybody can see. Let's see. Let's see if blast wave is all one word. Nope. Uh-huh. There it is. Oh, it's already at that page. Great. So there's a model of one of these things. We're going to find it. Thumbs it up, by the way. Okay, so let's go down. We're going to have to do this one. Where's the model? It's in the hundreds, isn't it? Basically, you look at this thing, and it tells you. Beam weapons are not a panacea. They're inexpensive. They have this stuff. Everybody acts like we don't have technology that we do. Man, beam weapons. Again, space warfare is real. This needs to be known. Man, it shows you. All right, so let's go to the two. It shows you an actual model of it. You know what? We're going to do it live because that's how we do. We're just going to scroll all the way through and hopefully eventually there's a couple models and graphs in this one. Oh, robotic intelligence. Yeah, no. Oh, isn't that great? Human, monkey, mouse. Yeah. Where are you? Thumbs it up, subscribe, and share. Told you it was going to be a long one tonight. Maybe not my most polished episode, but that's okay. Man, where'd it go? Nope, those are graphs. Come on. Don't tell me I skipped over it again. There it is. Boom. There it is. So this is one of the like blast wave accelerators. Explains it right here. See, I can't believe I missed this before. Global precision on the cheap. These would be what actual direct energy weapons are, right? Base anywhere, 200 pounds of projectile. I mean, it's pretty wild. So listen, let's get into it. Let's talk about Google, the global brain, the road to transhumanism. Remember, it's Musk who wants to bring in the Neuralink. He wants everybody to have a nice little brain chip. He loves the DARPA satellites. They're great stuff. He likes starting, he wants you to be happy like this woman. Let's X that right out right here. Whose severe depression's over. I mean, she's in a mask by herself in a garden. Everything's great. Everything's awesome. You know, challenging Putin to combat with great people like Peter Thiel. Yeah, he's not the Trojan horse civilian system that we're reading about. He's not like the other face of Google.
The machines are capable of really good deep learning. And that's what most of the current AI is based on. The current AI is essentially soft computing. It's neural nets, fuzzy logic, algorithms, and the deep learning. The machines coming up as we leave silicon and go to bio-optical, quantum, nano, molecular, and atomic computing, there's another 10 to the 8th to 10 to the 12th to go. We've come 10 to the 8th so far. The machine intelligence, currently, there's the soft computing business, but no one really sees a way to get to humans via deep learning or soft computing. They just don't, not yet. There's no breakthrough in algorithms. What we are doing, which will get to humans, people now think, and this is what's worrying people, is the biomimetics part. This is where you nanosection the neocortex, replicate it in silicon, and you don't have to understand how it works. You just have to make it work this way as an artificial human brain surrogate. They will all go to Google.
Oh, God.
Okay, so this is now the de facto global brain, which will only get better.
So he's telling you, Google, who we partner with in quantum supremacy with NASA, because he's the NASA guy. Okay, they're going to be the de facto global brain. And they're also going to read all your emails. And when it gets to the Internet of Bodies, right, when there's nanosensor technology inside of you, they're going to read all of that as well.
And we are busily, with nanosensors and other sensors, networking within 10 years some 3 trillion sensors. So the global brain will be fed with all of this information, okay? And it will have all of the contents of all the libraries, and it will read all of everybody's emails and everything else. And so you end up with a really big global brain.
Isn't it great? Like, no part of privacy even enters this guy's brain. Okay, and that's, again, when you look at this, and you understand that that document is from 2001 that we keep going to, and his 2020 document, he's still around. I mean, this is a guy around pre-Apollo, during the Gemini period. And hopefully we're going to play, I don't know how much I'll be able to get through of it, but this fire speech where he gives, where he talks about space hardening humans. And in the future strategic warfare document, they talk about genomically repairing and creating humans, basically. I mean, let's get it through. You know, let's just bring it right up. Genome, right? Genomic design and repair, mind children. He talked about Hans Moravec in one of the clips already. All right. So this is all real. This is the transhuman age. These are the people, the bureaucrats behind it. And Musk is a mere front man. He's a front man for the military industrial complex on so many levels. Okay. Again, the weaponization of space began in the 80s. In the 80s. There he is, Musker. Oh, again, it's all about money. It's all about military contracts. It's all about space warfare, blackjack programs, ride-along programs, and into Google's global brain and transhumanism. Eventually, what he's going to tell you is what? You uploading your consciousness.
That's different from intelligence. These people that you speak of that are worried about this are worried about the fact that as we develop, which we can now, it looks like via biomedics, at least in the next 10, 20, 25 years, a human level of machine intelligence, there's the conventional rules of we're going to make it friendly to humans. Well, it turns out that people have now delved into that a bit, and they're not so sure we can do that.
Well, okay? You know,
a really good brain, human level and beyond machine intelligence, could easily produce untoward effects on humans. It wouldn't have to be malicious. It would just have to be unthinking. And wipe us all up, given our huge reliance upon electrons in everything we do.
So, yeah, it accidentally, I mean, forget about if we wanted to make them mean and, you know, products of warfare, which we do, which another thing, you remember Google employees walked out several times because they were programming the AI on the drone warfare. And he talked about nanobots in space. Well, they already have swarm drones, again. Let's do it live. Okay, let's do it live. What a swarm drone is. First of all, let's establish that the Google employees walked out. Google employees walk out drones. Okay. Yeah, the business of war. They protest they didn't know what they were programming. And that's, a lot of this back in 2018. I covered it when I was working for We Are Change, and a lot of the right-wingers said, bad Google. No, these people understand what it's actually about. Drone swarms. Let's type that in. Swarms. Okay. Oh, look at that. Warfare evolved. Drone swarms. Geopolitical monitor. Really? Huh. Little swarm drones. Little swarmy swarms. That's cool, right? Oh, wait a minute. It's in the document. From July 2001. Swarm. Let's type that in. Such a nice little worm. Oh, sensor swarms. You've got those. That's nice. Oh, hyperspectral sensor swarms. Robotic swarms. Oh, technologies primarily commercial. Very nice. Very nice. Very inexpensive against continental United States attacks. Let's see. Swarms. Clouds. Swarms. Swarms of cheap, small weapons, sensors. Yep. Oh, they're using the UAVs all in this. Okay. Hordes, swarms, country-sized dispersed magazines of small, inexpensive, brilliant cruise UAV micro rockets. You know, swarm drones. Swarms. Can we get 100 thumbs up, by the way? Now, let's just say we have these swarm drones that they've been writing about for 20 plus years. And the Musker nuts is in contracts via SpaceX. Okay, because remember SpaceX and NASA, they're one and the same. And he's already got his military industrial complex ride-along program with these guys. Yeah, let's just pretend that's not all happening. Let's pretend that none of the cargo that he sends are those swarm drones. We already know about the ghost drones and the sidewinders. No. Could never be, right? No. Not Elon the Great. So let's go back over here. And again, let's make them AI, right? Because AI could never wipe us out, except for Bushnell said they could even wipe us out by mistake. Great. Good stuff.
And in fact, what we're developing this time is essentially a second intelligent species.
Oh, we're developing second intelligent species. Wonderful.
We are with the biomimetics, where we're nanosectioning the neocortex and replicating it in silicon. People ledge were 10 to 15 to maybe 20 years max out from having a human level machine intelligence. The nano robotics is giving all the dexterity, human dexterity, and so forth. So when one looks in the totality of the human versus the robot knows more. The robot has a much better safety record. In aviation, 85% of the safety issues are human factors. It's clear if you want a safer system, you have less humans.
Oh, you notice that right there. If you want a safer system, you have less humans. And that's just about any system. We already had them talk about space travel, right? But they've got, you know, Inspiration 4, and everybody's going to be an astronaut. Look, there's the first woman astronaut, and there's an African-American, there's an Asian astronaut. Yeah! Diversity, astronauts, yeah, yeah, yeah. But he's telling you, less humans, less problems. Automation, robotics. He's talking about AI, and he's talking about how the movements of the robotics and the AI is getting to that point. He's going to tell you, hey, we're going to have to just merge with them eventually.
The machines so far are more knowledgeable. The robot that we're using now to do cancer research and the cancer treatments is much better than the human physicians. The teachers are in fact more effective, the robot teachers, in educating children. They're more creative, the child has more control, and so forth and so on. The studies show that children learn 4 to 5 times faster than they do in conventional schools, and that's because conventional schools, they have a large amount of time keeping order. The classmates are not always supportive for people who are brainy and intelligent, so forth and so on. So that, you know, the total education system for the robot teacher tends to be better there.
So the reason I played that is because just like they want to replace law enforcement and the medical industry. See here, we're going to have Cardano powering our robot nurses. Isn't that great? It's Grace, Sophia's cousin. You know, Sophia, the one that got citizenship at the UAE. They're prepping you for the robotization of everything. He's giving you a false argument. They destroyed the school system on purpose. They stopped with consequences. Okay. They stopped with acceleration programs. They dumbed everybody down. That was all on purpose. So now they're going to bring in the robots for law enforcement, for medicine, and for the school systems, because the children really aren't yours in the first place, because they're getting you ready for you to have to merge with these machines. Okay, the future is not human. I promise you that. And that's what old Muskernuts, we want you to have a Neuralink that's hooked up to Starlink. Great ideas.
There will be essentially no jobs the machines cannot do. We currently have creative software that are doing ideation just as good or better than humans now. The creative jobs would be the last ones to go, but I have not been able to discern any jobs that machines cannot do as machine intelligence and all the rest of the autonomous robotics develops. So now we're to your question, okay? What do you do with these people? There's essentially three options.
Now, to this guy's credit, we're not going to play this option. He may actually talk about it in the fire speech that we're going to try to play the majority of here. But he talks about DIY on steroids, secondary civilizations. And if you haven't watched Upload on Amazon Prime, you got to watch both seasons. But that's a very real vision of what these people have in mind.
You've covered one, which is the guaranteed income. And the machines can produce the productivity, the wealth necessary to pay this. It's just the machines do the work instead of the people. Yes, you have to change the cultural milieu, but this is eventually doable. This is only one approach. The second approach is the fact that what's changed since you last looked at this is the whole technology level, and we humans are now converting ourselves into cyborgs. We now have artificial retinas, artificial hearts, we have brain chips. DARPA's working on brain chips for super soldiers. We can have a high bandwidth comm port built in so we don't have to use the sensors and they're very limited bandwidth. And eventually this all ends up with uploading into the machines. And instead of us versus them, humans versus the machines, we become them.
We become them. End of story. End of humanity. It's a post-human world. It's not just a post-truth world, okay? And by the way, the post-truth world is very, very real. And the Bilderberg Group really coined that term. Back in 2018, that was on the agenda. We still don't know, by the way, when Bilderberg 2022 is supposed to take place, but it really is supposed to take place. If anybody's got some hot tips on that, I'll be waiting for them. So what we're going to do now is we are going to really hammer it home. And some of this is going to be boring for people, but it's going to be one of those watch-alongs, okay? And what we got is Bushnell given this keynote speech at a place called Fire 2018. And right out of the gates, he tells you he is working for the national security apparatus. This is a guy that's working with these private companies, working with national security. Only about 20% of what they do is space exploration. That aspect of it is really Hollyweird, right? It's Matt Damon. He's on Mars. He's the Martian. But meanwhile, like the actual sci-fi stuff that they're working on is very real, like immortality and transhumanism. And again, you know, weaponized space and having guys like Musk, look at that hairline, who just happened to give us the first digital currency, right? Who's very on board with the climate agenda, who's moving military cargo around the world, who's launching these things over Easter in a couple weeks. So he's just a couch surfing guy. That's all. So here we go. Let's let Bushnell, we're going to stop it along the way, but this is Bushnell at Fire 2018 to give you an idea of what they talk about in the future. There's this one part, you know, I've watched this a couple times now, where he's talking about children texting each other on a playground instead of human interaction. And he says this stuff with such fervor, right? He basically starts screaming around and saying, you know, you might not like it, but that's where it's going, and getting you ready for all this transhumanism garbage.
Good evening. Among other activities for NASA, the National Security Apparatus writ large, and the academies.
So the National Security Apparatus at large, the chief scientist at NASA Langley Research Center. He lets you know out of the gates, not shy about it, nothing secret.
My work, where is it all going? Major tech issues and opportunities. So we're going to start off with a Cook's tour of some techs, then briefly the societal issues, and then I'm going to describe four greater than $1 trillion a year new business opportunities going forward to address the major societal issues and then some. So let's do techs first. The poster child coming out of the IT bio nano quantum energetics tech revolution is, of course, AI, robotics, and autonomy.
AI, robotics, and autonomy. Not humanity. Humanity is not really mentioned here. Just want to put that out there.
The computers got big enough around 12, enough data so that we could do neural nets seriously, an increasing number of niche areas, as you all know, many at or better than human. Then there's, because of the success of the IBM Blue Brain Project, which some of you may remember, there's now human brain projects here in Europe, China, at billions plus dollars a year to nanosection a neocortex and replicate it in silicon for human-level brain replicants in about 5 to 10 years, people are now projecting. Ray Kurzweil projected all that around 2000.
So once again, you know, very well aware of transhumanism, brings up Ray Kurzweil.
Then there's emergence. Turns out if you make something complex enough, it wakes up. The humans evolved over the past couple of million years as superb hunter-killer-gatherer groups. And in that context, we would have a problem. We would evolve a piece of our brain, have another problem, another piece. Eventually, we evolved enough pieces so that we woke up. And people think the web is starting to wake up. What you may not know is that a friend of mine, Steve Thaler, about 20 years ago, determined that he could make the machines create and invent an Imagineer. And he created the Imagination Engine, which has produced better toothpaste for Palmolive, better warheads for the Air Force, far more ideas than cities full of people on milliwatts 24/7, 365. And the approach was to create quasi-random combinatorials and then use the superb speed and memory of the machine to evaluate all these combinatorials. So it's something like cats walking on the computer, okay? And you just evaluate from a systems point of view very, very rapidly what all that looks like and what's the best, and it's just superb. Okay, then we go down to renewable energy, the usual and the unusual. The usual are PV, wind, geothermal, biomass, and hydro, all of which are now at or below cost parity with fossil carbon. Therefore, the nukes, although they're not fossil carbon, they're also too expensive. And so we had 108 nukes. We're down to 98 nukes and dropping. The coal plants are closing. PV is selling in the major markets now for 1.77 cents a kilowatt hour. Wind is now selling for 2 cents a kilowatt hour. The renewable costs are still dropping much. They've been dropping very much over the last 10 years. Their efficiencies are increasing. 65% of all new generation worldwide is renewables. They generate, the renewables today, 25% of all electricity worldwide. And some are starting to discuss what I haven't heard since the 50s.
So again, but in the 50s, did this really happen? And you have to ask yourself how much of this is a sales pitch and how much, I mean, this guy owns all sorts of crazy patents also. He'll mention that, you know, basically owns this weird nuclear storage patent. Okay. But, you know, is this a reality? Could we actually talk about having energy where it was like this cheap?
Which is, and this was in the 50s in connection with nukes. Energy too cheap to meter. Okay. And that will mean, as we'll go along, I'll indicate some really big differences going.
Let me say this. Does the predator class, the ruling class, want a system where they can't control all of humanity? You know, we talk about food. We talk about a place to lay our heads. But one of the things that we all have is a power bill. And, you know, right now with gasoline being so high, another mechanism to crank down on, you know, the lower rung, the peasant class, according to Herman Kahn. Just putting that out there.
Forward. They have very high capacity, these renewables. They have 16,000 exajoules versus 400, which we need to take care of all fossil carbon. There are several untapped renewables, which include heat exchangers in the Gulf Stream and a high-altitude wind, 30,000-foot jet stream wind off of the East Coast, which NASA is working with five companies to tap. And each of those has twice the U.S. installed grid power. Now, the power companies are really worried about this. One power company came to me and said, you know, going forward, I think that I can make more money by selling high-speed internet off of my power lines than I can off of selling power. Folks love not paying fuel costs. Going along with that, of course, is energy storage. There's stationary grid, home, industrial plant, weight-insensitive energy storage, like the flow batteries and so forth, going along well. And then there's the very much weight-sensitive transportation energy storage. There's tremendous monies going into this now. Capability and cost are getting much better. We, NASA, I happen to be on the patent, have invented a nuclear battery. Thermionics, the current ones before this, were at 10 watts per kilogram of isotope. This one is 22 kilowatts per kilogram of isotope. And people are extremely interested in this for a lot of reasons.
So again, he's got all these patents. He knows about all these technologies that aren't allowed to go into the public. We saw the Future Strategic Warfare document. You know, basically what he's doing here is he's talking to a group of elite investors into these types of technologies and the types of companies that he wants to be the Trojan horse civilian systems for their disbursement.
One of which is to go mine asteroids, but a lot of other reasons. This thing utilizes nuke waste. The cesium in nuke waste is one of the ways to do it. So you can shovel in nuke waste into this nuke battery, and it produces electricity at about a cent a kilowatt hour. And so we're working with DOD, Savannah River, on that. People are interested in propelling ships with this. They're interested in doing mining, both here and on asteroids. They're interested in using it for manufacturing, like aluminum and so forth. In terms of chemical batteries, lithium ion is best. Everybody knows. Well, it's not. Lithium metal batteries are going to come out the first part of next year at twice the energy density of lithium ion, up at 500 kilowatt hours per kilogram, twice lithium ion. And lithium air batteries are 10 times lithium ion. And the people at Argonne have been able to recharge lithium air batteries 750 times, which is the ballgame. And then there's positrons. Positrons are anti-matter. They're anti-electrons. Positrons, when they annihilate with electrons, are 100% mass to energy conversion, and therefore they're 10 to the 9th times chemical instead of fission fusion, which are only 10 to the 6th, 10 to the 7th. And we are now able to store these for 1,000 minutes, which means they're available. Humans are now becoming cyborgs. We have cochlear implants.
Oh, well, did you just hear that? See how everybody chuckles on that one? You haven't heard much of a reaction from the audience, you know, because you're listening to this. You're like, oh, Burmese, this is getting boring. Listen, I told you this is going to be the long haul. But you notice right away, humans are becoming cyborgs and they just start laughing. People better get with it. They're not playing here.
Able to store these for 1,000 minutes, which means they're available. Humans are now becoming cyborgs. We have cochlear implants to hear, artificial retinas to see, artificial hearts to live, artificial limbs to move, artificial organs to functions and brain chips. There's a couple hundred thousand people wandering around with brain chips now. Defects congenitally defective brains, and increasingly defects memory and other things. DARPA's working on brain chips for super soldiers.
At that point, you know, again, he said this in 2011 that DARPA was working on them. Then it was about 10,000 people. So in 7 years' time, 20 times, I repeat that, 20 times the 10,000 he was talking about in just 7 years' time. This is from 2018. It's 4 years ago. What do we got, 1 million, 2 million people walking around with brain chips now, Dennis? You know, again, the types that are for super soldiers, that are for congenitally defective brains, that are memory-based, that are enhancement-based, Dennis? And we're focusing on what? Elon Musk's Neuralink, when it's really DARPA-based technology, Defense Advanced Research Project Agency technology.
And people are now working, thanks to Musk and other people, funding direct machine-brain communications. It's not us versus them, us versus the machines. We're merging. And this is the human evolution of the humans. There is no more natural evolution of anything. People are convinced that the human evolution of everything is 10 million times faster than any natural evolution. And so this is just part of the human evolution of the humans, which will apply in a little bit when I talk about something else.
Yeah, you know, it's just the human evolution of the humans. It's the human species exterminating the human species on behalf of what? Of becoming transhuman or post-human. The evolution of everything is over, according to Bushnell.
Then there's tele-everything, which we've been doing since IT developed in the past two or three decades. Telework, over half of the workforce does some kind of telework. Teleshopping, which has taken down the big box stores and Amazon's arising. Teleeducation, there's 380,000 courses on the web now, a huge number of them free, including the courses from some of the most prestigious and best universities in the country. They've put it all out on a web free. You can go get your education now anytime you want, absolutely free, and you can get it certified in many cases for free. And companies, increasingly, they don't want degrees. They want certification because what the students learn in their freshman year is obsolete these days, the way technology is going by the time they graduate, much less anything else. Okay. Then there's telemedicine. And we, NASA, put AI onto oncology, and the results were 4 to 5 times better for diagnosis, treatment, prevention, at 4 to 5 times cheaper because the machines kind of sort of have a problem cashing checks.
Listen, and this is another one of the big lies. We could be utilizing technology via AI to empower us in the medical military industrial complex, but they're not doing that, are they? And the thing is that machines do what they're programmed to do. Let me repeat that. Machines do what they're programmed to do. So if they're programmed not to treat you with something that may work, okay, and is known to work, it doesn't matter. And that could never happen in a civilized society and never happen in this country, right?
Then there's teletravel with 5 senses virtual reality, which is now commercially available. And so therefore, you can do anything you want virtually. It's all in our heads. The rest of this is just to keep the head going, okay? And you can walk down a tropical beach anytime you want. You can feel the sand, feel the wind, okay? You can do this at any time you want, with anyone you want, be anyone you want, and do anything you want.
Be anyone you want. So now we're starting to get into the virtual transhuman era. You understand he's revealing himself. And that's what, again, this whole transgender movement is. It's not about, you know, you sexually exploring or what you prefer. It's not even about you being a man or a woman. It's being you transcending your humanity. Okay? Transcending and believing you can be anything you want. All right. the ultimate video game. He's talking about right now, commercially available, 5 cents reality. I know a lot of you got the Oculus headsets. I know a lot of you have tried it by now. That pales in comparison to what is actually available.
It's all in our heads. Okay. Then there's telepolitics we've had since the 60s, telebanking and telecommerce, which is endemic. That the IRS keeps begging me, please don't file on paper. Telemanufacturing, which is printing locally. Telesocialization, the kids in the kindergarten are now texting people across the playground instead of going and physically interacting with them. Some people hate this, but this is just the human evolution of the humans. This is what we are evolving to.
You know what? You saw it. I told you about this part. Now, guys, he goes on for, you know, another 40 or so minutes, but that's really what I wanted people to see. You talked about the children. He got emotional about it. Some people may not like it, but this is where we're heading. This is where we're going. We're going to the virtual age. And Musk is that front man. And he's a military industrial complex guy all the way. Okay. So I'm going to go check out over the pod bean, see if anybody called in. No one called in over at the bean. No one beamed it up. It's too bad. I would love someone to call in at the bean, but I'm going to say this again, guys. I need your support now more than ever. I do want to thank Leslie for this. She said, you rock, dude, or he. Leslie is a either name. I don't want to misgender anybody, and I certainly want to thank you for the support. So look, thumbs it up, subscribe, and share. I want everybody to share my stuff. That's like the way you can support me, guys. And, you know, right now over at YouTube, you can still get all my documentary films free, Shade the Motion Picture, Invisible Empire, A New World Order to Find, Fabled Enemies, and Loose Change, Final Cut. Rumble. Now, it's weird. So I didn't know what I was doing setting this up. Rumble's complicated. There's a Jason Burmes page, and then there's the Info Warrior. The Info Warrior is where all this stuff is going live. Again, you can embed this stuff. See, we're live here. We got 4 Rumbles already, baby. We rumbling. And this is how you share the broadcast. Best way to support me right now is we're really trying to push the Buy Me a Coffee. $5, $10, $15. It really does mean the world to me. Again, I'm going to be out and about, and you know, I'm doing these trips on my own dime, really, and I couldn't do it without you guys. So I'm going to be on the Reawaken America tour. I'm going to be back in New York. I'm going to be at the Red Jug Pub probably in the days before this. Watch out, Red Jug Pub. I'm coming for you. I can't wait. We're going to be hanging out. But again, we're gonna reach as many people as possible, and we're going to transcend this false left-right paradigm, because it's not about left or right. It's always about right and wrong. We must become the great resistance to this very real great reset agenda. And I need you guys to join me along the way. So please support me. Please share the info. I love you, and I'll see you on the flip side.